Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the other president of the United States, the one you really wanted. As your president, I promised you I would steal half of what everybody else was stealing all along. And that's why you elected me, because I only steal half. So I thought I should let you know that I've just pardoned Bernie Madoff, and I made $6 million on the pardon. Bernie was innocent of all charges, in my professional opinion. And being a lawyer, I should know, because lawyers only tell the truth. Hang in there a second. Here comes a call from the Department of Defense. What's the good news? There's no more detainees in Gitmo? Oh, they've been transferred? Where did we transfer them? I forget. Oh, to a polar ice cap. And you smeared them with seal blood. Oh, good move. They'll be gone by tomorrow. I've been watching the competition here, setting the pace for the Party of Death government, and I really don't like what I see. They are on a rampage. They are going to stuff a communism down our throats, and there's very little we can do about it. And I'm totally disillusioned with the Republican Party. And according to a Fox interview today, 53% of the American people favor Obama, and only 33% favor the Republican Party. So there has to be a shakeup in the Republican Party, and we got to get rid of the swill. We got to get rid of the let's not do anything and see what happens, people. We need leaders, and we need strong, fervent leaders. And speaking of leaders, let me tell you about my blog that went out across the wires today. It's entitled Viva Honduras. No Honduran ever planted a bomb at the Marine barracks in Lebanon. No Honduran ever tortured CIA station chief Buckley in Beirut. No Honduras ever beat Robert Stephan almost to death and then shot him and threw him out of an airplane on the Beirut airport tarmac. No Honduran ever flew a plane into the WTC. No Honduran ever seized an American embassy and made the President of the United States look like a military eunuch. A graduate of the Naval Academy, Jimmy Carter, and they named a submarine after him. They should have named a garbage scow. No Honduran ever made an IED that was autographed by Nancy Pelosi and Senator Bill Nelson of Florida to blow the legs, eyes, and arms off a burning GI in Iraq. And by the way, we lost four GIs yesterday in Iraq, and you won't hear a peep about it in the news. And they all died of their Pelosi bomb wounds. An IED, they died in hospital. But the media stopped counting when Bush stopped shaving in the White House sink. There will be no running body count on the Obama Peace Watch, P-I-E-C-E. So as Iran murders women voters in the streets of many cities, Obama bin Laden says we must not meddle. Yet he calls for UN village raping dogs of war to pass a resolution in order to mullah the Hondurans. The Honduran people sanctioned the removal of another Chavez Castro in his pajamas and threw him over the border into Costa Rica. The No Testicle Party of Death, led by the pro-choice Accept Government Peace people, immediately took up arms against Honduras. How brave they are. The Democrats will lead the assault, a landing, by putting a gay pride affirmative action abortion clinic in the American embassy. They tell us, and this is not a religion, This is how screwed up the administration is. No longer can we blame inexperience and naivete. This is the party platform in action. Let's go communist, everybody is doing it. You are witnessing the party chant, any country but mine. Even as the great orator welcomed Chancellor Merkel of Germany, he shied away from mentioning the mullah murderers of Nida and the people of downtrodden Iran. He did semi-apologize for the British firebombing of Dresden without mentioning the town that is no more, Coventry. Lady Merkel gave him a lesson in ethics. First, she talked about Buchenwald, and then voicing her concern over Iranian government atrocities against their own people. This pseudo-American shuck-and-jive government of death by our own hand has refocused the blind side of America. Carnival events will keep the masses under control. At 3:30 a.m. yesterday, while the nation mourned the death of a rich pedophile junkie, the waxmans from hell slipped in 300 pages of amendments to a bill that has to be passed without reading, once again. While Farrah Fawcett's tortured soul was preparing to meet God, and her drug addict jail time son was ushered in shackles to say goodbye to his mom, 8 Republican Viet Cong grease mice gave the Democrats a license to steal more tax money from families already working 2 jobs. Those 8 could have changed the final tally to +1 for freedom. Thank God for the 34 Democrats who stood tall and will be punished by the party. It was the Republicans who lost this vote, and they could have won. It was the Republicans who failed the people, not the party of death. We know where the party of death stands. They stand on the DNA dust of 911 New Yorkers saying, "I love this city." I am quoting Chuck Schumer at the 911 ceremony. Too bad Chuck voted to send the USS Normandy to Virginia. We could have stopped at least the second plane with a 450-mile radar sweep. Too bad Chuck voted, which we didn't have. We were blind. Totally blind. And the planes that came from where? Edwards Air Force Base? Or Langley? They went out to sea and they were unarmed. Too bad Chuck voted against Marine training in Vieques, Puerto Rico. A few more GIs would be alive today. Yet the Party of Death will always form a committee to cover up their mistakes. Don't forget the party's handy buzzwords, shocked and appalled. So what's the score? Iranian people 0, Afghan poppy growers 1, which was a good move. When you fight farmers, you lose. That was the biggest faux pas that was created out of this war, that we went and burned and bombed poppy crops and made the farmer our enemy when we could have made him our friend and we could have bought the goods at a market price, the farmer's market. And we could have cut out all the middlemen. And we would have probably spent $90 million instead of the lives and blood and sweat and tears of our most precious blood. So what's the score? Iranian people 0, Afghan poppy growers 1. Soon to be crushed under the Obama Chavez Castro boot. Hondurans get a 0. Watch out, Balkans, Ukrainians, Poles, and Eastern Bloc countries. You better sleep with one eye open, or you may get a 3:30 a.m. surprise like we got. My question is, when Bernie Madoff gets out of jail in 2159, will he still have a country, or will we be in a concentration camp factory upstate in New York making shoes for the Chinese people? Now that I've depressed you, let me cheer you up. A bartender, a champagne. I have a feeling that a lot of people have had their houses devalued, but they haven't had their real estate taxes devalued by the government. If you don't stay on top of this government will stay on top of you. Push them for your money back and never give them another penny. Anything you give them, they do not give back. I'm looking at a bridge that goes from Staten Island to Brooklyn. And we were told when it was completed in the 70s that once it was paid for, it would be free. At the time, it was 75 cents to go over the bridge. Today, it's $10. And those people who promised us that it would be free lied to us. Yet, we're going over from New Jersey, we're going over a bridge that was built to accommodate horses and buggies. And the MTA, or the Triborough Bridge and Tunnel Authority, doesn't have money to build a second bridge. Yet, I just came back from Maryland, and they have a little, they've built a bridge that looks like a harp. It's beautiful. A massive bridge, and the reason they built it was they were getting too much traffic. They were getting 6 cars a day. And here, the line begins at anywhere in Staten Island, and it goes all the way to the Jersey Shore. And as a matter of fact, I think they're going to pass a law in New Jersey that you don't get to keep the car you start out with. Everybody just moves up a car. And that's how you're going to get from place to place. Just move up a car. Okay, rest. Move up another car. Yeah. And on the return trip, you get your car back. You get to move back into the car that you started out with. Unbelievable. It's really sad. And I told you I invented a toll-taking machine that rides alongside you. No longer will you have to wait for the toll booths to come up. They'll be riding alongside of you. You just keep throwing your money in. Little toll booth scooters. It's unbelievable. The more you give the government, the more it takes, and they give nothing back. Absolutely nothing. And now they're going to bail out. They're talking about using stimulus package money to bail out California. Why should the rest of the country have to bail out the California lifestyle? Can't they just tax all the narcotics that they're using? It's ridiculous, man. It's absolutely ridiculous. Arnold Schwarzenegger. They had a governor named Gray. They called him Gray Out Davis because they couldn't get electricity into the state because nobody would sell them because they put too many restrictions on doing business. So they ended up starving for electricity, and they had alternate side of the street electric shaving. Yeah, and the governor, they got barrels of oil in the offshore, capped. All they got to do is take the caps off and pump oil, and the price of oil would go from $69 a barrel today, would go down to about $7.99. But California wants to be eco-friendly, and the echo I'm hearing is screw the rest of the country. Yeah, eco-friendly. Yeah, and now they're passing legislation that, did you hear this one? They passed legislation that the building codes in California will now be applied to the entire nation. How's that? You talk about people getting you in trouble. Give me a break. Yeah, so the Governor Gray Out Davis, he started to drill for wax so they could keep up with the demand for candles. And the people got fed up and they threw him out and they replaced him with a robot killer. And an Olympiad that wanted to be Kaiser of California. And then he married into the Kennedy curse. Yeah. You know, the Kennedy curse is Kennedy representing you in Congress. That's the Kennedy curse. Yeah. Did you see the Kennedy that's in bed with Hugo Chavez? Unbelievable. You talk about pigs in a blanket. Unbelievable. And he's getting an extra cut for the people of Massachusetts who are having trouble paying their medical bills. Yeah. There's going to be one guy left in this country that's working, and the whole nation, it's going to be me, and the whole nation's going to call up and find out if I went to work today. He called in sick. It's a depression. Let me give you another tune and cheer you up. I'll stay on the light side. There's a report that all Europe will be Muslim in 25 years. You got to hear that one. That'll really make you sick. I dedicate the next tune to the people of Honduras who are going to suffer the slings and arrows of devious and democrats. And God help you. And you know what? You better pray for Costa Rica too, because they're next door. And this party of death will probably have an overflow. Unbelievable. And not only that, but they wanted to make the troops that are fighting in Afghanistan walk into ambushes, reading everybody their merengue warning. So this tune is for the Hondurans and the troops in Afghanistan.
aquellos que solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
I jump around the channels a lot to see if I can catch a decent movie, and they're very few and far between. One thing I noticed, that some of the ones that are interesting are in Spanish, and the sad part about it is there's no English subtitles, so I can't. I can only read movements, and that shouldn't be. Any foreign language show should have English subtitles. How are these people going to learn to speak English? And how am I going to learn what the mal hombre means? You know, come on. Everything should have English subtitles. I also noticed there's a tremendous amount of violence against women, and it's all blood and gore. I have never seen. I am appalled by it. I know guys who are surgeons that wouldn't watch it. I know guys who have put body parts in bags, wouldn't watch it. I just flipped. They had a girl face down, and three guys were peeling the skin off her back in strips of skin, right down. It was horrible, absolutely horrible. Who is allowed to do that? Who is allowed to create that kind of crap? They cannot be making money from the viewing audience. That's a tax. That's a form of taxation. We're being taxed to subsidize crap. And that's not right. It's not right. It's horrible. And what does it do to the mind of an impressionable person? It's really sad. And that's what we got. We've got weed training films, murder training films, rape training films, torture training films, stalking training films, and it's all against women. Unbelievable. And women should refuse to act in those kind of plays. Pass it up. Take the money somewhere else. So, let me give you another tribute. That was a little long, I know, and when you have to listen to a lot of Spanish words, it's a turnoff. The melody is beautiful, and unless you're Spanish, you can't understand the words, you can't enjoy it, but the music is beautiful, and I happen to like it. I grew up in an Irish neighborhood, and I used to listen to Radio Wado. I was considered a crazy hombre. Hang in there. And we all better get out our map of South America and Central America and start learning where these countries are, because we're going to be watching a complete turnover of countries in South America. The communists have their eyes on South America. They're going to lock it up. Hugo Chavez didn't buy $1 billion worth of AK-47s because he wants to protect his people.
Aquí está la reina de salsa, Celia Cruz.
Como ser dueña del universo, poder expresar. expresar con mi voz lo que llevo por dentro. Hacerles a ustedes sentir sensaciones grandiosas y en cada nota conjugar cantando muchas cosas. Y cuando la magia de algún don invade poco a poco el corazón, vuelvo con su ritmo sabroso y el sentimiento. Siento los cueros repiquear y mi cuerpo no cesa de bailar, dejándome llevar por el compás que bien me siento.
Hey, do you always have to play this Spanish music? Can't you find something a little more appropriate? Why don't you play some long hair? Why don't you play some symphonies or Beethoven's Fifth? I think I found one. Let me see how you like this one. Yeah, that's more like it. Something more civilized, like a concerto. A piano concerto.
compañero, siempre fijo hacia el timbal, para el chivo de tocar, para descansar un poco, salió el ratón mayor loco, también voy a descansar, y el gato sube a bailar, bailaba un antoniano, el ratón se sube al guano, y dice bien placentero, y ahora si quieren bailar, pulsen otro timbalero.
Let's see if I can find a gypsy woman, and we'll close this segment out with Gypsy Woman.
From nowhere, through a caravan, around the campfire light, a lovely woman in motion, with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark, that hypnotized me with love.
She was a gypsy woman. She was a gypsy woman. Yeah.
She danced around and round to a guitar melody. From the fire, her face was all aglow. How she enchanted me. Oh, how I'd like to hold her near and kiss and forever whisper in her ear. I love you, gypsy woman.
Gypsy woman.
All through the caravan, she was dancing with all the men, waiting for the rising sun. Everyone was having fun. I hate to see the lady go, knowing she'll never know that I love her. I love her,
the gypsy woman, a gypsy woman, a gypsy woman, a gypsy woman.
Permit me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kick. I dwell in a dark dominion, away down by the river Styx. The devil has sent me here because I'm full of wicked tricks. And I'm such a popular fellow among all you lunatics.
teach a course in ruination. From the devil's text to fools who can't withstand temptation. Step right up, you're next. I hail from a hollow hellhole down along the river Styx. Allow me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kicks. When an old wolf starts prowling out among the young lambs howling, don't you know he's looking for kicks? When a young cat full of sly tricks spends his evenings chasing fly chicks, 10 to 1 he's looking for kicks. Kicks is always in demand, cause kicks is full of fun and laughter. Lots of folks get out of hand because it's only kicks they're after. Shady lady and her lover operating undercover. She knows sin and virtue don't mix. Her mama raised her prim and proper, but now wild horses couldn't stop us when she's on a manhunt for kicks. Kicks, yeah, yeah, looking for kicks, just kicks, nothing but kicks. I'm Satan's simple servant sent to get you in a fix, so look me up just anytime. Name is Mr. Kicks.
Want to see an example of terrible journalism, or hear an example of terrible journalism? I just watched. I just watched Norm Coleman's concession speech, and the only thing I can say about Norm, he's a nice guy. But you know what they say about nice guys? They finish last. Al Franken ate his lunch, and I remember Norm Coleman sitting on a committee, holding hearings. And they had summoned a Scottish member of parliament who was a communist. And they called to see if he was getting money from Saddam Hussein. So they asked him to testify, and he came in and he blew Norm Coleman away. He went on a tirade of why the United States must be destroyed. And Norm sat there like a little church mouse waiting for it to be over. Minnesota is gone. There's not too many states left. I don't know where we're going to retreat to. I really don't. And there's no place else in the world that I'd rather be than the USA. Because it's not my country, no matter where I go. I mean, Spain has good paella, but it's not my country. Ireland, the home of my ancestors, is more liberal than New York City. How sad. How sad. Anyway, the article that I'm going to refer to is a dance teacher. And her name is Mrs. Rosemary. And this is the way the bastards wrote up her passing. How's this for smacking somebody between the eyes with a 2x4? They have a picture of her. She looks beautiful. And underneath the picture it says she succumbed to her battle with cancer after teaching the locals to dance for 50 years. So she did what she loved, and she made it a living. But here's the headline that takes your breath away. As dancers pay tribute, Mrs. Rosemary dies. How's that? And I just turned on the TV before, and they're interviewing a police officer, and apparently there's a shooting. I don't know what state, but it's a gang shooting, and they took out some students. And I said to myself, isn't this great? Everybody wants to do the drive-by shootings, but nobody wants to do them in Iraq or Afghanistan. These guys belong in the military so that they can do what they like to do most. Dodging bullets. But anyway, that was the headline, and how they could have said, as dancers paid tribute, Miss Rosemary gives us a finale, a 50-year finale. You know, not Miss Rosemary dies. Come on, that isn't the way you say it. But that's it. That's one headline. Now, here's my favorite headline. When we declared a war on drugs, what we should have done is gone over to the house next door and arrested the parents and the children. And that would have been fighting drugs. When I hear people saying that their son, who's doing cocaine at 30 years old and got busted for snorting while driving, and he shouldn't be put in with other criminals, I say, you're right. He should be executed right away. And you should be executed with him for breeding incompetence. Yeah, I'm cruel, I know. If I had my way, I'd have the death penalty for first-time marijuana users. I know I'd lose a lot of relatives. I'd lose a lot of friends. But I guarantee you, in 3 weeks. And you think about this. The drug man's making money on your kids. And who else? The government. Because the government has to open rehab units. And they're making money. They raise your taxes. So you can support the Jones on the other end. Yeah, I would say cold turkey is 40 days in the desert. With honey and a fur pelt. And lots of water. And that would be rehab. And you know what's funny? Do you know what rehab is for rich kids? It's 40 days in the desert. They take them out on trips into the desert. And that's how they work on their rehab. And of course, those are the children of Hollywood stars. And so therefore, they get the pigs in the blanket treatment. They get the silver spoon treatment. Meanwhile, ghetto boy, he's got to go into the tombs, and he's got to tough it out with the boys, and he doesn't get to that kind of luxury. But if you never do the first one, you'll never have to worry about rehab. So here's what our brave country did. In the war on drugs, we declared war on the poppy farmer in Afghanistan. 97% of the poppy crop that's grown in Afghanistan, let me say it this way, Afghanistan supplies 97% of all the heroin to Europe. Right? That's to France, to Russia, all that heroin in Europe. That's why they're all phased down in Amsterdam today. There's a country that they say in 25 years will be Muslim because the Muslims aren't doing drugs. And the drug addicts in Amsterdam can't have any children. They're all sterile. They're having 1.2 children, and the Muslims are having 8. They're having 8-1. So pretty soon, those windmills you see that represent Holland will all have crescents on the top of them. And the guy going around on the windmill will be calling the faithful to prayer. But you brought it on yourselves, and that's it. That's what I call self-inflicted wounds. Yeah, there were a couple of stats I seen today that were quite shocking. They say it takes 2.5 children to keep a race going. Anything less than that is annihilation. And Europe is like 1.2, 1.8. And the Muslims are running 20-30-1. Yeah. Anyway, the U.S. shifts its Afghanistan drug policy. When I seen what they were doing, they declare war on Mexico. It's not Mexico's fault that your kid is doing drugs. It's your fault that your kid is doing drugs. You gave him the money to buy the drugs. You subsidized his Jones. It's not Colombia's fault that your kid is doing drugs. It's your kid's fault and your fault because you probably did drugs too. And so you're the example that he's following, Dad. Yeah. Don't do as I do, do as I say. Yeah. And it all starts with weed. See, weed is the holy communion of the heroin user. The religion of cocaine addiction. You see all the drugs they took out of Michael Jackson's house, but he wasn't using them. He just kept them around because he liked the names. Yeah. Alternatives to poppies seen as inhibiting the flow of opium funds to the Taliban. The U.S. is shifting its strategy against, this is from the Associated Press, which I call the Associated Presslings, because the Associated Press does not like the U.S., not the real U.S. They want the United Nations to run us. The U.S. is shifting its strategy against Afghanistan's drug trade, phasing out funding for opium eradication while boosting efforts to fight trafficking and promote alternative crops. All this poppy crop converted to heroin goes to Europe. Why should it be our battle? How come the Germans ain't doing it? They don't have any junkies? How come it's got to be the U.S. that takes it upon itself to go and punish the Afghan farmer for the crop he's growing? All revolutions begin with a revolt of the farmers. If you have the farmers on your side, you win the revolution. If the farmers are against you, you lose. Just go to Bunker Hill and see how many farmers were up on that hill shooting the British. Never forget that. So the first thing you want to do is make a friend of the farmer. And you don't make a friend by coming in a chopper and burning his crops. That's not the way to do it. What you do is you come in and you buy the crops. And that's what I said we should have done a long time ago. Buy the poppy crop. And then you could watch all of Europe go cold turkey. And you put it to better use. I'm sure we could make medicinal drugs with the proceeds of poppies. The U.S. envoy for Afghanistan and Pakistan. They got one guy for Afghanistan and Pakistan, Richard Holbrooke. No good. I know Richard Holbrooke. I've seen him. He's a Clintonista. He should be a carrying water for the 10th Mountain Division. Richard Holbrooke is not America's friend. But he's in a position of power, so you can rest assured he's going to hurt us. But the call to stop going after the farmer is a good move. You don't want the farmer as your enemy. You want the farmer as your friend. Buy the poppy crop, and that takes it off the market. And it says eradication efforts were seen as inefficient because too little was being destroyed at too high a cost. UN drug chief Antonio Maria Costa told the AP. He's probably taking payoffs too. All of that drug war money, they need it for the trickle down drug economy. It's all untraceable. So, well, what happened to the $90 million we gave you to fight the war? I don't know. The old policy was also deeply unpopular among powerless small-scale farmers. I'd like to be a farmer, see the Americans come in and burn your crop, and then see the Taliban come in and beat you up for not having money. Yeah. Afghanistan is the world's leading source of opium, cultivating 93% of the world's heroin-producing crop. While opium cultivation dropped 19% last year, because a lot of the users died. They OD'd. Go into any hospital on Friday night and see who's coming in the door. There's one guy with a broken leg and there's 10 guys with an overdose. But then we'll put them in rehab and we'll pay for that too. Or we could put them in jail and we'll pay for that too. Afghanistan's southern provinces, where the Taliban is stronger, and last year earned insurgents an estimated $50 million to $70 million, according to the UN Drug Office. Yeah, I bet you if you opened the trunks of all the cars at the UN with diplomatic plates, you'd find a lot of cocaine. While there is no immediate comment from Kabul yesterday, the U.S. policy shift was likely to be welcomed by the government. The farmers are not our enemy. No poop, Dick Tracy. They are just growing the crop to make a living. Yeah, if you want to solve the drug problem, arrest your children. Iran pledges crushing response to U.S. critiques. All we're seeing now are speeches from Ahmadinejad. The voice of the people has been completely suffocated. And the only way the people are going to have a voice is they got to send their vote out of the country to someone they trust and get it published. And even if the enemy gets in and infiltrates and jiggles the numbers, so what? At least we'll have a number to compare to. And we can say before jiggling and after jiggling. And to think that this country has spent millions to count a dimpled Chad. And a pregnant Chad. And Chad. Unbelievable. Let me give you a little rock and roll. I'm going to play you something from the 50s, BD, Before Drugs.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around 10 o'clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hot. We'll have some fun when the crash strikes. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4. Times ring 5, 6, and 7. We'll be right in 7. And we're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, and it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2. I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock.
When Bill Haley sang that song, a Coke was a cola. Yeah, unbelievable. And pop was not skin, it was a soda. Yeah, we're in trouble. Let me give you another Before Drugs tune. And a poor neighborhood was a poor neighborhood. It's only when the liberals brought the drugs in did they change the terminology to ghetto. They called it a ghetto. And let me tell you something. If you were charged with date rape, you were found guilty, and you were dropped from 5 floors up by a father and 6 mean brothers. You were introduced to the sidewalk from the roof. And if you were still alive, then the cops would take you up and throw you off. You couldn't get a divorce. You had to go to Mexico to get a divorce. You got one marriage, and that was it. One wedding reception, and that was it. Now I got 55-year-old guys walking around talking about their girlfriends. Yeah. No, sorry. I'll go back to the 50s where you got one true love.
My own true love.
when you were a kid in the 50s and you got into trouble, your parents sent you to your room. Now, if you really want to punish a kid, you tell him he has to go out and play. If the schoolyard bully punched you in the mouth, you went home and started lifting weights so you could be as big as the schoolyard bully. Now today, they lay you down, they give you a shot of Ritalin, and tell you to be nice, and they sue the teacher. If you got in trouble with the teacher and you went home and told your parents, your parents would give you the second beating of the day. The first one came from your teacher. They used to say prayers in public school. Some schools had rifle ranges. The day the music died, the day the country died. It's one and the same. Our forefathers came back after winning World War II. They didn't go for financial gain. They went to bring peace to the world. They came home. They continued to thrive in the industries that were built supporting them while they were overseas. Everything was made in the USA. And then all of a sudden, some people decided that we had it too good and that we didn't deserve to hold what we had. And since that day, it's been Take Down America Day. And you got to go back to the 50s, the late 50s, to see the end of the United States. It began in the 60s with the Woodcraft generation, who are now judges, lawyers, politicians, and they're throwing America into the fire, into the bonfire of the insanities.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have James. the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. That I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and the fallen fast. The land is foul on the grass, the players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sideline. Lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died, and they were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye.
something inside of me started a symphony.
Sing with the strings of my heart.
Whoa, like a breath of free.
Champagne is not Champagne unless it comes from the province of Champagne. I learned that in bartending school.
How? twilight time. Out of the mist your voice is calling. It's twilight time. When purple summer curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me. Together, at last, at twilight time. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue heaven. In the same antecedent way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will fill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. Here, in the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again. Lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. Together, at last, at twilight.
Did we open with a nice tone? 1956 music, that's the Platters. How's that for a harmony? You think that can be duplicated today by a guy who can't tie his shoelaces? Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book at .com.
Let me your Cadillac. Go to go, go to
from the alleyways of Nueva York, up the fire escape, over the rooftop. Look, up in the sky, what is it? Is it a bird? No. Is it a plane? No. Is it an enchilada? No. It's Super Gringo. We love you, Super Gringo. Super Gringo.
They say that you're a runaround lover, though you say it isn't so. But if you put me down for another, I'll know, believe me, I'll know. 'Cause a night has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes can't help but see if you aren't true to me. So remember when you tell those little white lies that the night has a thousand eyes. You say that you're at home when you phone me, and how much you really care. So you keep telling me that you're lonely. I'll know if someone is there. 'Cause a night has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes can't help but see if you are true to me. So remember when you tell those little white lies that the night has a thousand eyes. One of these days you're gonna be sorry, 'cause your game I'm gonna play. And you find out without really trying, each time that my kisses stray. 'Cause a night has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes will see me.
begin.